Welcome to Healthy Voyager Radio. I'll be your host, the Healthy Voyager, Carolyn Scott. Welcome back to Healthy Voyager Radio. I'm Carolyn Scott, aka the Healthy Voyager from healthyvoyager.com. And I've got a great show for you today, so I'm very glad that you were able to join me. All right, first things first, I have some event announcements. The first one is the LA Eco Arts Tour happening April 17th here in LA. It's the kickoff event for a 10-stop, high-profile, citywide Eco Arts Tour in LA at LA-owned cultural facilities. I know that the mayor is going to be stopping at all of these events because it's kind of a green initiative to get the city greener and incorporate the arts. There'll be live entertainment, performers, food, and eco vendors. So definitely bring the whole family out for this fun day of greenness and entertainment. For more info, check out www.acfcla.org. That's A-C-F as in Frank, C-L-A.org. The next one is I'm announcing the Healthy Voyager Wine Club Vegan Flight Nights. For those of you who don't know, over the holidays, I launched the Healthy Voyager Wine Club. And that features vegan, organic, and biodynamic wines, either as single purchases or kind of like a one of the month type club. And this April 28th will be the first of monthly vegan flight nights where we will be pairing wines from the club, you know, different vegan, organic, and biodynamic wines, along with yummy vegan food. This month happens to be wine and gourmet vegan chocolate night. So to reserve your seat, and try our great wines along with some decadent chocolate, please visit healthyvoyager.com/HVWineClubEvents.html. And if you go to the front page of healthyvoyager.com, there's like a little yellow bubble with coming announcements, and you can just click from there and it'll take you to the wine club invite. But again, it's healthyvoyager.com/HVWineClubEvents.html. So hopefully we'll see you there as well as at upcoming wine club events. Yeah, we'll be doing them every month. And one more event announcement is WorldFest is coming up. Again, another LA event, and I'm sure I'll have more national events to cover, but it just so happens that April's full of events here in LA. WorldFest is actually in May. It's Sunday, May 16th from 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., and WorldFest is a 100% vegan and eco-fest complete with music and food and all sorts of shopping, speakers, food demos, you name it. It's just insane veganness. If you're in LA that weekend, stop on by Woodley Park and check out WorldFest. Bring the kids. There's animals and all kinds of great areas, eco stuff. It's really a lot of fun. And for more info on that event, check out www.worldfestevents.com. And that's plural. Plural, worldfestevents.com. Okay, so last week we chatted about spring cleaning, and that spring is kind of a more appropriate time to really take hold of resolutions and all that. One of those, especially in this economy, might be starting a new career and maybe even your own business. What my guests and I are going to be chatting about today are possible careers and businesses in the growing fitness and health fields. And even if you aren't looking to switch up your work life, then we'll be chatting about overall health and fitness and wellness too. Over the last few years, there's been such a boom in the healthy food and lifestyle world, as well as in green, especially green. I see that even more so than healthy vegan-y stuff. You know, there are whole foods popping up everywhere. There's a quickly growing array of vegan and gluten-free products, especially gluten-free. I mean, that is everywhere. The media has taken to promoting healthy food. Look at Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution. That's an incredible show. Cooking and lifestyle and more, it's just getting out of hand, but it's good out of hand. And it's really difficult to find anyone who isn't dieting or allergic to something or at least knows somebody who is. I get that all the time. Oh, my sister's vegan or my cousin's vegan or, you know, something like that. Somebody knows somebody somewhere that has a special diet. Or is green or something. And we're all moving towards healthier and greener lives, but there's a lot of info out there and it can kind of drive you crazy. A lot of contradictory info, which can totally make your head spin. So it's really a matter of what works best for you and your family. And I hope that today's guests are able to clarify some of those questions for you, or even teach you how to find your happy medium so that you don't go crazy trying to do everything they tell you to do, or what's healthy and what's not healthy. And I think that when you do your own research and learn for the sake of knowledge and not just because you have to, you really grow and you want to share that knowledge, you know, not just because you're learning to regurgitate it for a test or something. You're actually learning it for yourself and your own well-being. And I know that for me, when I started studied holistic nutrition initially, I didn't think I would do anything with the degree, but I enrolled in the program simply to learn. For me, it was when I first became vegan and I wanted to learn how to be balanced and healthy on a vegan diet. So I figured that the master's program I chose would help me achieve that in the best possible way, because it's very easy to be a unhealthy or junk food vegetarian or vegan. So I figured, let me do this right. And if I was able to help others, including my family and my friends, by being a certified practitioner, it would only help me and my cause more. And I've always kind of led by example. So it's been good for me to be able to have, you know, the information and the knowledge to back it up. And knowledge is power. And even if it doesn't give you immediate results or profit for that matter, it will definitely somehow help you in the long run. So let's take a short break and we will be right back to gain some of that knowledge from my first guest, a great wellness coach, Suzanne Monroe of Real Life Food.
Hi, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great, have a lot of fun. But do me a big favor and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Healthy Voyager Radio. My first guest is the creator and owner of Real Life Food. After being ingrained in corporate America, Suzanne was able to take a step back and analyze that her lifestyle and diet weren't the best choices for her at that moment. So she was able to create a great company and a career that she now loves by teaching her clients how to get healthy while also giving them the wings to fly into their own healthy careers. I'm very happy to have on the show with me today, Miss Suzanne Monroe. Hello.
Hi, Carolyn. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you. I love what you're doing. And, you know, it's so funny being in Los Angeles, you know, you think that, you know, all the I guess the metropolitan areas are just saturated with healthy stuff. And I love that you're kind of bringing it to the Midwest a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, that's a really good point, because when I first started Real Life Food several years ago, some of the concepts and things that we were teaching were really new to this area. And now we tend to catch on to things a little bit later. And now we're seeing more movement with these things in the Midwest as well.
That's incredible. Yeah, you're doing great work. And yeah, here, you know, you can throw a rock and hit some holistic nutritionist, you know, anywhere in town. But yeah, it's great to kind of be spreading it through the country, and you're doing such great work. So tell us a little bit about Real Life Food for those of us who don't know.
Well, sure. Well, the tagline for Real Life Food is healthy eating and well-being as a lifestyle. And, you know, that kind of explains what we're really about, which is helping people to take all the knowledge they already have about how to be healthy, because like you're saying, even in California, people have a lot of knowledge already about what to do, but really to expand that knowledge to fit with their lifestyle today and to make it really practical, sustainable, doable, and even fun. I think sometimes people take healthy eating and living and diets and all these things just way too seriously.
Right, right.
So, you know, a lot of people are just overwhelmed by the different diets and fads and all the information that's out there about how to be healthy. And I mean, the funny thing is, I think that all the information actually contradicts itself. So, you know, you hear being a vegetarian is healthy, and then you turn around and you hear how important protein is in the diet and carbs should be minimized, or you're told to wear a milk mustache, yet you might in your own personal life have challenges with dairy. So the point here is that you know, there's always going to be new information, new diets, new fads, new ways of eating and living healthy. But at Real Life Food, we're really just about teaching people to kind of go beyond that information, take what applies to them for sure, because all these things have, you know, golden nuggets, but then learn how to listen to their own bodies and determine what really works for their lifestyle. And when you start to do that, you're just really on the fast track to having more energy and feeling great every day and really knowing how to adapt to your own body. So we try to go beyond, you know, just what to eat, but look at all these other things in your lifestyle that affect your health. And that's really what the holistic approach is.
That's excellent. And I completely agree with you, Suzanne, that I know for me, I became vegan for health reasons, not that I was sick, but just it kind of resonated with me. And I know for some people that may not work for a lot of reasons, but I feel like a lot of people aren't in tune with their bodies or and don't really know how foods affect them. And they just kind of pass it off as, oh, I'm just tired, or, oh, I didn't sleep well, or, oh, I just feel bloaty because of I ate too much, you know, and people aren't really taking charge of noticing what foods actually do to their bodies. And you're right, so there's something different for everyone, and I think what you're doing is just great.
Well, thanks, and I think exactly what you said is correct. You know, it's about those messages that pop up, and it's so easy to kind of come up with an excuse for why they're happening, but it's about kind of going deeper under that message and asking where it's coming from.
Exactly. Can you share with us a little bit about what brought you to start Real Life Food?
Yeah, and thanks for asking that, too, because, you know, I just truly believe that when someone is following their passion with their work, just like you are, you know, everyone has kind of a personal story that has brought them to that place. And for me, it was my health journey was that, you know, I was a typical corporate employee. I was working a really fast-paced job, traveling. I wasn't getting a lot of sleep. And I was getting what I thought was energy, but it was from things like caffeine and sugar. Usually my favorites were chocolate and lattes, usually together around 3 o'clock worked for me. But actually, I developed what I call enormous sugar cravings, which I pretty much just ignored until one day I just felt completely exhausted and drained. And I realized at that moment that, you know, sugar was keeping me in this vicious cycle of always needing more sugar and these ups and downs. And I saw how that affected other areas of my life. And I also learned that while my food was out of balance, I also had other factors in my life that were keeping me out of balance, so things beyond food.
And then, so at that moment, did you decide that you would look into, like, a holistic nutrition approach?
Absolutely. Well, when I realized these other things beyond my food were, you know, these things like physical activity, relationships, stress, even really the speed and pace of your life can affect your health. And so I realized all these components really do play a role. And those are things that now at Real Life Food we call core foods. So it's not the food that you eat, but it's everything else you're kind of eating in life, everything else you're experiencing. Mm-hmm. And absolutely, that's when I began to look into other options. So it's about me getting healthier first and really learning to listen to my own body and figure out where these sugar cravings were coming from. And then I was just so passionate about taking that to another level and helping other people too.
Excellent. What are the services that you offer with Real Life Food? I know you have all kinds of goodies on your website, and how do each of the programs work?
Well, thanks for asking that, too, and I'll try to mention a couple of them, but, you know, we offer many different ways for people to get support. So we really want to meet people kind of where they are in their journey. And a great way, I think, for people to get started on their food and lifestyle journey with Real Life Food is just visit our website. There's tons of information up there, lots of content and recipes and health tips, and they can join our newsletter there. Another great way to be involved is to join our membership site. This is something, you know, it's just $5 per month, and people join and they have this social community of like-minded, healthy individuals that they're a part of. They get recipes, health tips, lots of resources for connecting, and that's really fun too. But I guess our main way of supporting people is through our personal coaching programs, which is where we custom design food and menu plans and lifestyle plans, and that's where we're really get into, you know, working with specific concerns or specific health challenges that someone might have. And I think people really love this. They really benefit from it because they feel just totally supported with their food coach, who really becomes their personal advocate for their healthy lifestyle.
And you work with all special diets, or are there any that kind of stand out more than others?
Well, our approach to eating is definitely a whole foods approach and then digging in deeper to what's going to work for that person. But that's a great question because I think so many people today, they have different dietary concerns. And a lot of this comes kind of stems from all of the processed foods we've eaten over time, genetically modified foods, things that are just wreaking havoc on the body, and they're even causing allergies for some people. But we can really work with any type of concern. So there are many clients that have wheat allergies or soy allergies, or they just want to transition to a different lifestyle or a different type of eating. Maybe they want to become a vegan or a vegetarian, like you mentioned. Maybe they're training for a marathon and they need different types of food. So everything we do is very personal. It's not cookie cutter. And, you know, we have real-life food coaches all over the country. So when someone comes to us, what's really fun is that we specifically match them up with the food coach who best fits their concerns and goals. A good example of that is that we even have coaches that work specifically with moms who want to get healthy and make changes for their family at the same time. So it's really fun to have a perfect match for someone.
That's great because I know a lot of people are drawn to kind of the overly advertised quick fix kind of diets that you see on TV, like a Jenny Craig or something like that, which unfortunately isn't really customized or doesn't teach lifestyle change, which I think is such a huge factor in overall health or weight loss or whatever it is. And in order to really succeed in that, you really do have to, you know, have that special, formula, you know, for you instead of what we're, you know, just a generalized thing for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of this is just about getting back into our kitchens. And it's not that people have to spend hours cooking or become professional chefs, but it's really about learning just how to handle and prepare simple dishes again. So many people have moved away from that.
Yeah, and that's a big excuse for a lot of people is, oh, I don't have enough time or it's too expensive to eat healthy. But that's not true. You know, I can whip up a great dinner in 15 minutes, you know, and that's, you know, just a few minutes longer than pushing buttons on the microwave, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really not that bad. But yeah, that's one thing that people really do need to kind of relearn is making quick stuff, and it doesn't have to be gourmet and it doesn't have to be expensive. And yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's fun because your relationship with food changes. You know, for so long people kind of see it as something separate, and now they get involved with it, and it just evolves from there.
Very cool. And now earlier when we were talking about why you became Little Miss Real Life Food, you said it was because of the food cravings. What do you think are the biggest proponents of food cravings, especially sugar cravings, and how do you help fight it?
Yeah, well, food cravings are big for people because it's the one thing that kind of drives you you can't stop it. In fact, food cravings are kind of the biggest reason that people come to us. I mean, I truly believe that most people have a pretty good baseline understanding of what's good for them. We all know we should be eating more vegetables and eating less candy, right? But the question remains, and why don't we make those changes? And that's really kind of where food cravings come in. I mean, they play a big role. Like the example that you were talking about that I gave of myself earlier, you know, I realized my sugar cravings were not just about food. They were occurring due to other factors in my life, especially stress. And usually people have food cravings because there's an imbalance with these core foods that I was talking about. And these are those lifestyle factors like relationships, career, physical activity. And people are just so busy these days that if they don't look at balancing those things, they usually see them showing up in the form of food cravings. So the goal really is just to take a really close look at their core foods and make sure those are getting in balance so we can determine where the cravings are actually coming from. Because obviously most people look for those quick fixes, you know, but with anything in health, whether it's a food craving or any other health challenge, we always want to go a step further and ask, okay, where is this actually coming from? Because if we can get to the bottom of it, instead of just covering up the symptom, if we can get to the underlying cause, then that's where lasting change really occurs.
Exactly. Now, I know that you do customized vitamin plans. Can you explain a little bit how that works?
For sure. We have so many people that just come onto our website or email us and they want to ask about vitamins and supplements. So I think it's a popular topic. But I will start out by saying that, you know, my first line approach is really food and lifestyle, because if you don't get those things going right first, I mean, no vitamin is really going to make that big of a difference. It'll just be another quick fix solution for people. So, but yes, supplements, they have a place. I mean, that's, if you look at the word, they're meant to supplement or complement what we do and what we eat. And so we're very big into whole foods at Real Life Food, but we also like to carry that through to the supplement and focus on whole food supplements. So our customized vitamin plans, we can create custom plans for people basically based off of any current health challenges that they are having and just depending on other factors that are going on in their lifestyle. Because what it really comes down to is not everyone should actually be taking the same thing. So just like some foods are going to work for some people, it's the same thing with vitamins. You know, I mean, the typical mega multivitamin, that's kind of a little bit outdated when it comes to looking at what works for people.
And let's just say, I know there's a lot of, again, like you mentioned before, a lot of contradictory information out there about vitamins. You know, I hear a lot, and what I've learned in my own studies is, you know, if you're already in a kind of a crappy lifestyle, taking a vitamin doesn't work because you're not absorbing anything. But what do you think, I know you said it's the same goes for a diet as it does for a vitamin plan or a supplement plan. What do you think would be the best possible way to start if someone did want to begin some sort of vitamin plan just right out of the gate and then customize it later?
No, that's a great question. And that's where we do our vitamin consult, where we'll meet with people and it can just be one short session. They fill out a health intake form on our website, and then we can look at the different concerns and goals and challenges that they have and kind of go from there. But definitely there's certain supplements that almost everybody can be taking. Something like a fish oil or an omega-3 supplement is usually pretty important for people just because they're not getting enough of those omega-3s in their diet. And so that's definitely something that most people will do well with. Vitamin D is another popular one, kind of depending on where you live. But if you're in the northern climates, vitamin D is probably pretty essential for you, especially during winter times. So there's some things that, yes, definitely everybody can take, but then you can kind of customize it there based on your challenges. You know, are you someone who has low energy? Do we need to look at why you have low energy and where is it coming from and what supplements could help with that? Do you have digestion issues? If you have digestion issues, there are specific things like probiotics or digestive enzymes that might be helpful. So again, it is very specific.
And you offer specialized information as to what brands are the best, or do you have your own vitamin line?
Well, we have a couple of different options. With our vitamin consult, which is something that's included if someone does a food coaching program, or you can just do a vitamin consult, you know, alone, separately. What we do is we will make different recommendations for people of brands that we really sort of approve, and most of them are going to be those whole food supplements that I mentioned. So they're made not with synthetics, but actually they come from whole food sources. So instead of, you know, just synthetic vitamin C, it's actually like ground down oranges, you know. I think really exciting because it's really absorbable in the body. The body recognizes it. And then we also have a company that we partner with where people can literally customize the different packs that they get, and the packs are delivered right to their door. And that company is called Edible Science, and you can link to them on our website as well. So that's fun for people who want that ease where it's just coming right to their door. And they do give Real Life Food clients and customers a discount. Otherwise, we have lots of different recommendations you can just find in your local health food store.
Nice. Very cool. I know, and this is one of the reasons why you and I became friends via the internet. I know that you also help others in their journey to become wellness coaches. Can you tell us what programs you offer potential coaches and how they work?
Yeah, well, over the past few years, you know, I noticed that while we were helping a lot of people with Real Life Food, even with my whole team of amazing coaches, you know, we were only able to help so many people. And I just had this vision of really wanting to reach out and affect more people. But I knew kind of alone that that was going to be a little bit impossible. But this idea started brewing about putting together a training program that would enable more people to inspire others with wellness. And so I collaborated with some of the top health experts actually around the country that are involved in health and wellness to create what is now called the Get Real Plan Wellness Coach Certification and Training Program. And it's just exciting because now we have students that are, you know, students and graduates all over the country who are trained as certified wellness coaches, and they're leading wellness workshops in their communities and really affecting more people with this change. And, you know, this program, it's really for two different types of people, two groups of people. You know, it's really great for people who are already wellness professionals. They could be yoga teachers, massage therapists, or other healthcare providers, and they just want to support their clients with coaching. And it's also really great for people who are looking to make a career change. So they're really interested in health and wellness, but this is kind of their entry into it.
That's wonderful. And how long typically does the program last? And is it, I guess, online? Is it easy for someone who may have a full-time job?
Yes, we actually have a lot of students who have other jobs right now, and that's what makes it so flexible because it is an online classroom and a virtual training program. And so it's sort of self-study. You go at your own pace, but at the same time, you're involved with the community as we do all of our monthly training calls. So one of the exciting things about it is that we provide people with all the tools that they actually need to be successful. So what happens is they're inside the online classroom doing modules, watching videos and audios. It's very interactive and getting their wellness education and coaching training, but we also provide them with the marketing and business support to get started, which includes teaching them how to be workshop leaders and lead the Get Real Plan wellness workshop in their community. So they actually get this proven system that works for them to go out and get started right away. And it's just fun for people. You know, they get their own website and video cameras, and it's just great to see them putting things together and really taking the action and getting started.
What a great idea. I love it. And I know that you also, outside of all the wonderful things you're already doing, you have some books available on your website, correct?
Yes, absolutely. We've got a couple of different types of books. I'm the co-author of 101 Ways to Improve Your Health. We have our spring cleaning book, which is really fun this time of year with it being spring for people that are looking to do any sort of a cleanse or a detox. And what I'll say about that is that sometimes people think, you know, they want to do that again. It's like a quick fix or a quick diet. And I just want to say that spring cleaning and detoxification is really not about that. In fact, cleansing has been around for centuries in many countries, and it's really a way to help you to transition your body to a new season and to understand that the foods that you eat in winter are not the same foods that you would want to be eating in spring or summer. So the spring cleaning manual comes with all these food and lifestyle changes to kind of help you transition into that new season.
Excellent. And that's available on your website, correct?
Yep, that's available on the website along with the Real Life Food Cookbook and Lifestyle Plan, which is a easy way for people to kind of get started and do something on their own. It's 12 weeks of healthy, delicious recipes with shopping lists.
I love it. Now, before we wrap up, do you have any spring or summer tips that you can share with us, or even a tip about starting a career in wellness, or both?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with spring right now, what I would say is that people kind of want to be thinking about moving away from some of these heavier foods and transitioning to lighter foods. So, you know, in the winter, we tend to eat more warming foods like heavier proteins. And right now, we want to place a bigger emphasis on some of these spring foods like dark leafy green vegetables. So these would be things like kale, collard greens, Swiss chard, any of these heartier green vegetables, because they're amazing for detoxification. I mean, they really help to spring clean the body. They give you tons of energy. They're filled with calcium, which a lot of people don't realize, really high in antioxidants. So that is my tip for spring, and that's what I'm focused on right now as I'm figuring out what to make for meals and planning what I'm eating. So that's kind of my spring tip. And what I'll say about starting a career in wellness is for people to really consider where not only the training that they're going to get, but what they want to do with it afterwards. So I'm just very passionate about people being able to start their own careers and doing something they love. For a long time, I was in a career that I didn't love, and I know how that can affect your health too. So it's always about, you know, investigating and researching, but also taking action. A lot of people struggle for a long time doing things that they don't love, but it's possible to do what you love and help people.
That's a great message. It's true. And I know, and I mentioned this in my intro, that with the economy the way that it is, a lot of people have kind of been looking for something else outside of the regular job hunt. And this is just the perfect opportunity to get people started in something that they love, can make money at, and can also help other people with. So I think it's perfect timing to have you promoting it.
Well, great. Yeah. Well, we're actually in our spring enrollment right now. We've just seen so much interest. And I think you're right. Some of it has to do with the economy and also with people taking a look at their life right now and saying, what am I going to do? Where am I going to be in, 5 or 10 years from now? I want to do something I love. So our spring enrollment is a great time to get involved because we have a couple of scholarship discounts for tuition and some other special bonuses for people.
Where can we find out more about the classes and you and coaching and all that stuff?
Well, one of the best resources for people right now to stay connected is to go to www.getrealwellnesscoach.com. GetRealWellnessCoach.com, and right there we're offering 3 free gifts, which is our Eating for Energy audio, the Wellness Coach course catalog, and access to a teleseminar with me on the field of wellness coaching. But if people are just interested in health and wellness tips in general, they can visit GetRealPlan.com or RealLifeFood.com to learn more about our different programs.
Very cool. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, Suzanne. You're a wealth of information, and it's so obvious that you're passionate about what you do and you really know what you're talking about. So I'm very glad to have had you on the show, and hopefully you'll get some new fans.
Well, thanks for having me, Carolyn, and it was just a pleasure being a part of Healthy Voyager. I love watching your videos and listening to your show, so keep up the good work on your end as well.
Thank you. Stay with us, because after the break, I welcome Mission Possible's Jenna Phillips.
Humpty Dumpty got stoned on a wall, lost his balance, and had a great fall. All of his doctors and all his sad friends couldn't put Humpty together again.
Do you know what your kids know about drugs? Need help? Get help. Visit our website at drugfree.org. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Thanks for coming back to Healthy Voyager Radio. My next guest is nothing short of inspirational. Because of an accident, her life was turned upside down, but in fact, what some would say was unfortunate, actually changed her life for the better. To tell us more about her journey and her great brand, Mission Possible, I welcome Miss Jenna Phillips. Hello, Jenna.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing fabulously. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for making the time, because I know you're a busy, busy gal. So can you tell us a little bit about what Mission Possible actually is?
Mission Possible is it's my trademark workout that I host outdoors. It's outdoor fitness training. And I started 3 years ago, and I was teaching Pilates for a couple of years and spinning, but my vision for promoting health and wellness to as many people as possible was just so much bigger than just working underneath one roof, and I wanted to get out and share my story with people about how I've overcome. Well, I'll get more into what I've overcome a little bit later, but I started my company because I wanted to show people that no matter what their challenge is, it's totally possible if you have a healthy mindset and if you just think positively. So anything's possible, and that's what I am constantly promoting and leading by example.
So tell us your story, because it's very interesting, about what brought you to start Mission Possible.
Well, in 2000, I was in a trauma accident, and I fell 14 feet on my head from a second-story building and landed on concrete, and I was in a coma, woke up with brain damage, and I pretty much lost more than half my vocabulary. I had no short-term memory. I had no sense of direction, no concept of time, and it was pretty devastating for me because I was not able to put my thoughts into words and communicate with people, and that was at one point a strength of mine. And when I was in the ICU, the doctors were doing routine blood work on me, and they discovered that I was type 1 diabetic, and I had no idea. So while I had to relearn how to do a lot of things that many of us take for granted, I also had to learn how to deal with diabetes and what it meant to be a diabetic. And it was just it was a long road for me. For about a year, I couldn't really do anything on my own. I had to be pretty much chaperoned with everything because I would get lost when I was driving in my own hometown. And it was really challenging, but I was really focused on overcoming that and surpassing my own expectations. And also, of course, the diagnosis that the doctors gave me was that it was going to be too hard for me to finish high school on time. So they suggested that I do not return. I had a semester left of high school. It was my senior year. And I was so determined and so focused on graduating on time that I did it. And I only missed 3 weeks of school, and I just worked my butt off. And I was just so focused on accomplishing that, and I did. And the thing with diabetes is, for me, you know, a lot of doctors were telling me that I would never get off the insulin and that it was going to be really challenging for me. And they even suggested that I do not work out because it would be too dangerous. But, you know, I kind of figured things out on my own. And just with a healthy diet and a positive mindset and exercising efficiently, I've actually reduced my insulin dosage by more than half just by listening to my body and being active and staying positive.
That's awesome. That's such an awesome story. And while most people would just kind of throw their hands up and give up and listen to the doctors, you know, you did the polar opposite, and I really commend you, and you've built such a great brand helping others because of it. So yeah, that's just a great story.
Well, thank you. And that's like the biggest thing too, is a lot of people, you know, whatever your mind tells you, your body will believe you. So when a doctor tells you that you cannot do something and you say you're absolutely right, well, then you're not going to be able to do it. So I kind of, you know, didn't listen to my doctors. I just did to my body, you know?
Excellent. Since starting Mission Possible, how do you think you've been able to help change other people's lives the way you've changed yours?
Well, not only with my health, but also with creating a lucrative lifestyle for myself and on all levels. I mean, I'm surrounded by so much health and wellness and like-minded people. It's just been a really wonderful journey for me. And, you know, when I started my own company, I didn't really think about it. I didn't look before I jumped, so to speak. And I was teaching Pilates and teaching spinning. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start my own company. I have a vision. I created my own method, kind of a hybrid of fitness, if you will. And it's just pretty much everything. I mean, we get to every single muscle in the body in 57 minutes, which is awesome. And it's efficient exercising. And so, you know, by creating that, by starting my own method and by sharing it with others has not only been rewarding for me, but also rewarding for the people because they're reaping the benefits of the workout and they're fully there to make a shift. And once you make the choice to make the change, then everything kind of falls into place. And so I really enjoyed it. You know, I fully support myself. I'm an independent contractor. I'm an entrepreneur and I love what I do. So I never really feel like I'm working. And that's like the biggest thing for me is just loving and being passionate about what I do for a living. Because I never feel like I'm working. It's so great. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, and that transfers to your clients, too, because if you hated what you did, they would hate being with you, you know?
Well, no, for sure. Well, I keep it fun, and that's the most important thing, is fitness should be fun. It should never feel like a chore, and I think a lot of people, they kind of get in this rut, and they go, oh, I have to go to the gym, or I really should go to the gym, and I don't like either of those, or it's have to or should. It's just I really have set up a program for people where they look forward to the workout, and it's not about swimming upstream. It's all about floating downstream and just enjoying it and just exercising efficiently.
Excellent. So how does Mission Possible work? I know you do group classes and you also do private training. How does that work?
Well, Mission Possible is the outdoor training, and I also do personal training as well, and both of those elements kind of they feed off of each other and they work synergistically. So sometimes we'll have a private client train with me and maybe they're kind of scared or a little timid about joining like a group exercise program, and then they'll start with me and they'll realize how strong they actually are and they get past their mental barriers. And then once they feel comfortable enough, they'll come to the outdoor workout and they'll love it and it's fun. And sometimes vice versa, people do Mission Possible and they get so strong they want to take it to the next level. And then I'll just push them really hard in the personal training. So it's great. People actually typically do both. Like they'll train with me one-on-one a couple times a week and then come to a mission a couple times a week. And I also teach spinning. So I offer like a huge, huge variety of fitness for pretty much everybody and all kinds of levels. So the outdoor training, Mission Possible, I host missions at Running Canyon and also in Santa Monica. I do that 4 times a week. And it's always different, and no mission is ever the same, and that's why people never get into a plateau with Mission Possible, which is awesome. And it's fun. It's kind of like an outdoor studio, and that's just pretty much how it works. I have a booking system on my website, so people can go to the website. They can buy missions. They can book and cancel and all that stuff at their leisure. So it's a no-pressure kind of thing, and people just really enjoy being a part of it. And the camaraderie is awesome. It's like, I think that's probably one of the coolest parts about Mission Possible is there's just a really good group of people, and we're all like-minded, and that's what makes it so special and different from everyone else.
And you do everything from yoga and spinning and, you know, what other kinds of things do you incorporate?
Yeah, well, that's the thing about me with Mission Possible is I've created a hybrid of fitness. So we do yoga, we do plyometrics, isometrics, we do cardio, light weights. We do a lot of stuff with core, so tons of plank and sit-ups, lunges, squats, jumping ropes, sprinting, running, hiking, climbing stairs. I mean, there isn't anything that we don't do. It's just constantly, I like to say the best way to stay in awesome shape is to be consistently inconsistent. So then that way your body never gets into some kind of a plateau. So every single mission we do different exercises and that's the thing. And there's, you use the environment. I mean, the environment is just, it's literally, this world is a gym for everybody. And that's why at Running Canyon we go on like 4 or 5 different trails. I mean, it's just such a great place to exercise. And the Santa Monica Stairs, there's just so many different routes that you can take. And so there's really nothing that we don't do. And of course, stretching is huge. At the end, always we stretch. And it's just, it's never boring. And that's the thing, again, bringing it back to making things fun.
So why is variety, in your opinion, important for workouts? Because I know a lot of people will do the same thing every day at the gym, and it's either, boring or they get nothing out of it. Why do you think it's so important to have variety?
Because you have so many different muscles in your body. And if you, I know a lot of people will say to me, well, you know, I can't lose weight and I'm not really sure why. And I ask them like what their routine is, and they'll say, well, I do elliptical 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. And it's just, if you constantly do the same kind of movement, you're going to be using the same kind of muscles every single time. And that's why you have to incorporate so many different kinds of exercises and moves so you get all the different muscles in your body. And especially using stuff like other tools like hand weights or exercise balls or exercise wheels. There's so many things that you can use to enhance your workouts. And that's the thing, is we always mix it up so that we're never using the same kind of stuff. And it's really important to strengthen the core, and that's pretty much the foundation of Mission Possible, is utilizing the core no matter what exercise we're doing, so that you're constantly multitasking, you're using all your stabilizing muscles, your musculoskeletal system is getting totally strengthened because you're constantly having to balance, and we're especially on like the uneven ground if we're doing stuff like hiking or running on the beach or whatever. So, and that's why it's so efficient, because you're not on like a flat surface, like man-made surfaces. If you're constantly working out in that kind of environment, then you're not going to be challenging your stabilizing muscles.
That's interesting. Very interesting. How do you feel that diet goes hand in hand with a proper workout plan? Because, you know, there are a lot of people who are just like, oh, I eat right, so I don't work out, which I totally don't believe in. But then there are people who just work out and then eat like crap. So
yeah,
I know,
well,
for you, diet's been huge.
For me, when it comes to physique, I would say that when you want, whatever your ultimate goal is, diet is about 70% and the way you work out is about 30%. I wish it were different, but you really have to be mindful of the way that you eat. And there are so many healthy, delicious options out there. There's not really anything about – I'm big about moderation versus deprivation. You don't have to eliminate things from your diet, but you just have to get kind of creative and make your diet colorful. So for me, I eat tons of veggies. I'm really – I go mellow with the dairy thing, and I eat lean protein, and it's all about timing. So I eat every 3 hours, so I'm constantly putting food in my body all day long, and that's like the biggest thing. A lot of people will skip meals, or they're going to skip breakfast because they're short on time, or they think that that's going to help them lose weight. But in actuality, that's going to slow your metabolism down because your body needs to be fueled. It's like if you think of it as like a car, you know, a car can't run on zero gas. Like you need to constantly put gas in the car. And for me, if I am running around or I don't make time for my meals, then I totally get way too hungry, and then I eat too fast, eat too much, and it just doesn't feel good. Like it's literally the biggest thing for me about maintaining my blood sugar, because I think a lot of people actually do have blood sugar issues, and they don't even realize it, you know. And I think a lot of people just go, I'm really hungry, but their bodies work like clockwork, you know. Their insulin and their glucose, like their bodies are totally doing that for them. They don't have to think about it. For me, I have to think about it. I'm constantly eating every 3 hours, like on the dot, and it's just natural for me. And I think that it's really important to be mindful of what you eat. And, of course, allow yourself sweets every once in a while and allow yourself a cheat meal, because if you totally, completely deprive yourself of yumminess, then that's when people go into, like, these binges and they just eat too much, and it just it creates kind of like this vicious cycle. So the best way to avoid the vicious cycle is just to eat every few hours and eat well, balanced meals, and just eat mindfully and be conscious about what you're putting in your body.
That's total perfect, makes total perfect sense, but you'd be surprised how many people don't do that.
It's pretty much all across the board. I mean, we're kind of an all or nothing culture, and people just, they're extremists by nature. So moderation is probably the most challenging thing for the human race. Would you agree?
Yeah, oh, for sure, because, you know, you want to go insane, and then you want to say, oh, that's it, I'm cutting everything out, and then you just fall off the bandwagon, and on and on and on it goes.
Mm-hmm, totally.
What is the most common misconception do you find about working out?
Well, what I've discovered with most people in general with fitness is they tend to set the bar too high, and that's why, I mean, we can just as an example with New Year's resolution, people will go, okay, like after the holidays, or like I need to lose 10 pounds, and I'm going to do it immediately as soon as possible, and I'm going to work out every single day for, you know, 7 days in a row or 2 weeks in a row or 3 weeks in a row. I'm just going to hit it hard. And they get burnt out. And so they set the bar too high, and then they can't maintain that. So for me, like what I've set up for myself and also for my clients is a moderate lifestyle package with Mission Possible. So Mission Possible, again, I never like to say the word boot camp, because people just think it's really super intense. They can only do it for 6 weeks and then that's it. But I have some people who've been training with me for pretty much 2.5-3 years, and because it's a lifestyle, and it's easily done, it's easy to maintain, and I offer 4 missions a week. It's not super crazy, and that's just, again, back to all or nothing. People just want instantaneous results, instant gratification, and that's when people fall off the wagon a lot faster. So I think the best way to maintain a fitness regimen is to just take it easy. Like, if people are getting into fitness for the first time in a long time, start off with 2 or 3 days a week, and then once you make that part of your week, like, it's nothing, like, just like, you know, brushing your teeth every single day, people do it, and you don't even think about it, it's just part of your day, and once fitness becomes that for you, then add another day, add an extra workout, or just try something different, and definitely it's best to start off slow and just ease into becoming an awesome, awesome person who is all about fitness.
So for people who don't live in LA and don't have the benefit of Mission Possible, what would you suggest for someone who wants to start a workout plan and doesn't feel like going to the gym and wants to kind of do something on their own outdoors?
Well, I think that the easiest way to kind of get into a system of something like Mission Possible or just being active is find a friend that wants to do it with you, and then you can hold yourself accountable, and they can hold you accountable, and then it's just more fun to work out with your friends anyway. And, you know, some people like to work out by themselves, which is fine too, but I think that the best way to get started is find someone who is also kind of in the same boat. They're like, I really want to make a change. I really want to feel better, stand taller. I want to be stronger. I want to look better naked, or I want to lower my cholesterol, or whatever their goal is. Just find someone who also has a similar interest, and just pick a place where you can go and walk in the park or go on a jog or something, but definitely start off with a friend. I think that's probably the easiest way to get going.
Yeah, that is a good tip, because then there's someone who's right there with you going through the same stuff or making you do it when you don't feel like it.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, I know that you and I have chatted about you starting to branch out Mission Possible. When do you think that might get started, or how people would find out about possibly starting their own Mission Possible branch in their own town? How would they get started?
Well, I had first Mission Possible Leaders Training Weekend about a month ago, and I had people come in from Walnut Creek, San Diego, Orange County, actually a few other people here in Los Angeles, and they spent the weekend with me, and it was awesome because Veggie Girl catered the whole weekend, so we had delicious food for us, and it was really fun. Like, they learned all the different Mission Possible exercises, and they got a Mission Possible Leader's Manual so they can study all the exercises and learn what it really means to be a Mission Possible leader. And the next certification training weekend is coming up. It's going to be May 22nd and 23rd. And people can, if they want more information, they can contact me on my website. They can also follow me on Twitter. They can also connect with me on Facebook as well.
Excellent. And what's your website again?
My website is jennaphillips.com, and I'm twitter.com/jennaphillips and facebook.com/jennaphillips. So they can connect with me and ask me more questions about it. And it's really fun because we're outdoors. I show people all the different various exercises and different environments and how to get creative with whatever the earth is presenting to you. So it's really, really fun. It's a great time.
Excellent. Thank you so much for making the time to be on the show today. And I'm excited for people to find out more about you and check out your site and all your fun activities.
Thank you, Carolyn. You're so awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Hang tight because we will be right back after these brief messages.
Imagine a friend has just told you they were diagnosed with a mental illness. What would you do? Awkward, isn't it? But what's even more awkward is, if you're not there for them, they'll be less likely to recover. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. To learn more, go to whatadifference.org. This message is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we're back on Healthy Voyager Radio. All right, so make sure you visit reallifefood.com as well as getrealwellnesscoach.com. Those are Suzanne Monroe's websites for her company and her nutritional consulting and all that, as well as her wellness coaching program. So definitely check that out, as well as jennaphillips.com, where you can find out more about Mission Possible, about Jenna, her classes, and if Mission Possible is coming to a city near you. Again, that's reallifefood.com and getrealwellnesscoach.com for Suzanne Monroe stuff. And then jennaphillips.com for Jenna and Mission Possible stuff. You can follow them both on Twitter and Facebook just by looking up their names, either Suzanne Monroe or Jenna Phillips. And be sure to keep checking up with them and what they're working on, because they're growing their businesses and getting out there and teaching us how to live happier, healthier, and greener lives. Make sure you join me next week when I welcome holistic physicians and writers of Keep It Whole, Keep It Simple, Dr. Letterman, and his wife, another Dr. Letterman, as well as Miss Tracy Hepler from yourdailythread.com, which is a great LA local green site, but it's great for all over the world green. They've got some wonderful tips. We'll be chatting green, Earth Day, and holistic health just in time for some spring and early summer changes. As for Healthy Voyager, of course, you can follow me on Twitter. Just look up Healthy Voyager at Healthy Voyager. On Facebook, just look up Healthy Voyager or my name, Carolyn Scott. You'll find me all over the place. MySpace, YouTube, wherever you can see my videos, catch my blogs, all that. And if you want to join our community, that's Healthy Voyager PassportPals.ning.com, where you can share your travel stories and recipes and photos and mingle with other like-minded health nuts. So check that out too. And also make sure to check out HealthyVoyager.com for the wine club information and any other announcements we've got going on. There's lots coming up, so definitely stay tuned. Again, I'd like to thank Suzanne Moore and Jenna Phillips for their great info today. Be sure to check out the podcast of today's show as well as past shows on HealthyVoyager.com, as well as iTunes and Zune, where you can subscribe and you will never miss a show. And before we head out, I'm going to play us out with a killer version of Lady Gaga's Bad Romance done by the Veg Rockers of 30 Seconds to Mars. If you didn't know, frontman Jared Leto is a big veggie, and on top of it, they rock. So that's enough criteria checked off to get some airplay on HV Radio, I would say. Check them out on MySpace and Twitter. And if you can ever catch them live, they put on a phenomenal show. That's 30 Seconds to Mars. And I think you're going to love this version. So thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to a great year of shows and guests and topics and music and all kinds of stuff. And I look forward to hearing from you. So be be sure to hop on to healthyvoyager.com. You can contact me through the website, and I'd love to hear from you. Have an awesome weekend and enjoy Bad Romance by 30 Seconds to Mars. Bye. Oh, 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 oh.
I want your love, 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 love. I want your love. I want your drama, the touch of your hand. I want you, leather choked, cuffed to my hand. I want your love, 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 love. I want your love. Tant de mots, et je veux ton revanche, c'est ton nom.